This is Photo Biz X, episode number 240. And today we're talking boudoir photography with one of the most skillful marketers out there. I'm talking about Molly Marie. And the good news is you can apply what she shares in this interview, no matter what genre of photography you're shooting. That interview's coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the Photo Biz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. We are going to get straight into things today. We're going to mix it up and get away from the usual format because this week is a double episode week. Well, it is if you are a premium member. So the good news is if you are listening to the free podcast episode, you get to hear the full interview today with Molly Marie. You are in for a treat because it is an absolute cracker. She revealed way more about her business and the way she does her marketing and advertising than I ever expected. I don't know if it was because she was a little bit under the weather, feeling a little bit crook. Yeah, I think you're going to be blown away by what Molly shares in today's interview. So everyone gets the full interview today with Molly. If you are a premium member, listen out for an extra episode coming down to your podcast feed later in the week. That'll pop up automatically in your premium members podcast feed, and I'll shoot you an email to let you know about that one as well. So this is shaping up to be a big week all round. Just quickly, if you are listening to the free podcast episode and you do want to get access to the member-only episodes and everything else that goes along with a premium membership, you can trial that over at photobizx.com/try. And for $1, you get 30 days access to the full membership and see what all the fuss is about. Let's get stuck into today's interview. I'll be back after that. Oh, just before we get into the interview, make sure you grab a notepad and pen. Hit pause, go and get that stuff sorted out because you will want to be taking notes during this one. It's an absolute cracker. All right, let's get into it for real now.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Today's guest has been shooting for over 10 years and is based in Wisconsin, USA. She started out like most of us and photographed anything and everything before discovering boudoir photography, which went on to become her niche. After photographing hundreds of women for boudoir portraits, she found the one thing most women have in common before their photo shoot is a lack of confidence. They're worried they won't look like the women featured on her website. Since then, her marketing has revolved around attracting women to her business, helping them overcome any fears and go on to spend great amounts of money on her photography. Her business has gone from strength to strength, and she's also helping other photographers reach the same kind of success with their businesses. I'm talking about Molly Marie of Molly Marie Photography and Booty Shorts, and I'm rapt to have her with me now. Molly, welcome.
So glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's my pleasure. So is that right? Did you really start like the rest of us and just shoot anything and everything?
Oh my gosh. Do you have time for my story? Yeah. So I basically dropped out of college and I was living with my grandma. I was totally broke and I did everything. Like, here's the weirdest things I've done. I've shot coin collection photos. I've shot fake wedding cakes. I've shot family get-togethers, what do you call those?
Reunions?
Yeah, reunions. I've done seriously everything. Anything, I would literally just go walk around business to business and be like, I'm a photographer, what can I help you with? Because I was totally broke. And then I knew that that wasn't my end goal, obviously, but I had to save up money to, start my business, basically.
You mentioned they're going from business to business and telling them that you're a photographer, how can you help? Did that actually work? Did you get work doing that?
It actually worked really well. So what I did was, I'd go downtown and I would see there's a florist, there's a cake decorator, all these different shops, right? And in my head, every time before I would go in, I would think, okay, how can I sell this person on photos? So for example, for the cake decorator, I went on her website and her photos were terrible. So I walked into her shop and I said, hey, I'm such a fan of what you do. I love cake decorating and it's so great. Brides need cakes like that. I saw your website though, and everything looks great, but your photos look outdated and, no worries. I'm not here to tell you your photos look like crap. I'm here to help you, and I would love to do a photo shoot for you with your cakes. And they were like, oh my gosh, please. Most of the time they were just so busy that they didn't reach out to get better photos. And I would tell them, like, listen, I know that if you had better photos on your site, you would be selling more of your product. And then they would hire me.
Wow. I know that so many photographers wouldn't have the guts, you know, to go and do that, but it shows that it works.
When you have 81 cents to your name, I think you just do what you have to do.
Really? You had no money?
No money. I literally had to borrow money from my grandma to buy food.
Okay. So, you know, why not continue doing that, you know, and doing that commercial style photography and shooting anything and everything? You know, why not keep doing that instead of specializing in one genre like boudoir?
Yeah. So, you know, I did that stuff to get paid, but that was never stuff that I really, truly loved. Like, I've always loved portraits. Even when I was in high school, I would beg my friends, like, let's do a dress-up party where you guys will dress up and be my models and, like, I'll take photos of you, back when we did, like, film portraits. So portraiture has always been my thing. And I've had to do a lot of stuff along the way. But I always had like this tunnel vision knowing that it would be portraits. And in high school, I didn't know I would be a portrait photographer because I didn't think that you could actually make money doing that. But I interned with a couple of photographers in high school who showed me that they were very profitable with it. And then so pretty much ever since then, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And everything else along the way was just building me up to that point. Like, I thought that weddings were the only way that you could make money in the photo industry, and I was totally wrong.
Okay, so knowing what you know now, what's the best genre to shoot? And what's the best kind of photography a domestic photographer can do to make money, do you think?
Yeah, so personally, I think portraiture is the best, specifically portraiture types where you can work one-on-one with a client. So for me, I love boudoir. That's what I shoot 100%. Sometimes I'll do branding portraits, but like boudoir is, that's like my sole main thing of my business. It's what I'm known for. And so the reason I think working one-on-one with clients is the best is because, for example, let's say you shoot a wedding. You might think that the bride is your client, but really it's the bride, the groom, all the moms and dads, everyone at the reception. Like, it's a lot of work. You have these clients for a year. You're getting bossed around by multiple people. You don't even have time to go to the bathroom. You have to give up all your weekends for the rest of your life. Like, it's just not something that I enjoyed. Whereas when you work one-on-one, like for boudoir shoots, you can actually make the same amount of money as you would make with a wedding in like 3 hours. And I know everyone on here is like, what? That's not true. Like, I don't believe it. But I'm living proof, and so are all my clients. You totally can make the same money. And I don't know, I enjoy working one-on-one with clients so much more, especially boudoir. Like, I'm able to see them go from, you know, lacking self-confidence to like literally crying over how much they love their pictures and just revealing so much and like uncovering so much about their life and really finally believing that they're beautiful. And to me, it's not only a profitable niche to be in, but it's like extremely rewarding as well.
I totally get that. I understand how successful you are. I know that boudoir is your thing. So, you know, what about the male photographer listening? You know, can they specialize in boudoir too? Can they have the same success as you? Is this a women's only type of thing?
Did you ask, can men do it? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm obviously not a man. So whatever I'm about to say, you'll be like, whatever, you're not a man, you don't get it. But here's what I can say. I have many male clients who have done my marketing, business, sales, and shooting techniques, and they are killing it. So if you do ever want to venture over to my website, I have tons of testimonials from men in the industry that are killing it with boudoir. One in particular, he used my model call marketing strategy, and he did, I think it was $14,000 in like 2 weeks, something like that. It was insane.
Awesome. Okay.
So yes.
Okay. I'm sold. So what if the photographer listening, you know, isn't really interested in doing boudoir photography? Can the stuff that you teach, can that be applied to, say, shooting portraits or families?
Totally. So most of the stuff that I've learned, so like I said, I wasn't always a boudoir photographer. I went from shooting everything to shooting weddings and portraits to shooting boudoir. So I niched down over the years, but pretty much everything I teach really applies to any portraiture. Now, I wouldn't say things like my model call strategy relate to or would work for wedding photographers, but it would work for like engagement sessions. So pretty much any kind of portraiture. So if you're in the wedding industry, like even just with engagements, this stuff would work as well.
Okay, got it. And I know that you have specialized in boudoir. Do you recommend to any photographer that you're teaching or helping or working with that they specialize in one genre? Or is it okay to do boudoir, some family, some kids, some pet photography, maybe the odd wedding.
Yeah, so, okay. Every single type of photography is like running its own business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's say you want to do everything. Let's say that that's five different niches. That's five different businesses that you're running. I know this firsthand because I've done it. So, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, well, I'll just put up a website with a bunch of photos on it of different things and then I'll get bookings that way. And I can't tell you how many people that are doing that that are not having success. Because I think in order to stand out in a sea of photographers, when someone is interested in something, they want to go to your website and see only that. So let's say I'm interested in booking a boudoir shoot and I go to someone's website and there's like one boudoir photo, 10 wedding photos, five baby photos, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not convinced that they're the go-to person in boudoir. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that if you're spending your time on five different niches, that means that one niche is not getting 100% of your effort. Whereas Susie down the street might be just doing one niche and putting 100% of her effort into it. And Susie's going to crush you because Susie is just killing it in that one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Look, I get that. And I can see that the photographer that has focused on one genre is going to have a better chance of being more successful in that one genre for sure. So my question might have been misleading because I'm thinking, okay, I'm shooting weddings. What about adding, you know, a bridal boudoir session or offering that to my wedding clients? You know, is that a good strategy or should I have a separate website and just do boudoir photography if I want to try it out?
So two things here. When I did weddings and boudoir, I would actually focus on the wedding aspect. And then when the brides came in to meet me, then I would sell them on boudoir. So that's one way that you can do it. However, I do think that if you're focused on weddings, weddings to me is like totally different than portraits because it depends where you live, but like where I live, it's very seasonal, right? So you could do like weddings in the summer, boudoir in the winter, but with portraits, like weddings aside, you can do those year round. So I think if you want to do weddings and boudoir, that's totally doable. But I think if you want to just pick a portrait genre, then you should just stick with that. So like, you know, families and babies, and those two go together. Like when people book for a family session or like a, I don't know what they're called, where the baby like grows up and you take photos of that. That's the thing, by the way. I don't know what it's called because that's not my niche, obviously. but yes, does that make sense? How like, I think weddings is kind of like its own thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so if the wedding photographer listening thinks, okay, you know, you're talking about making as much money from a boudoir session as a wedding, I want to try this out.
Yeah.
You know, do you suggest then creating a whole separate website or do you create a separate page on your website focused on boudoir photography?
Yeah, so I really think it depends what your end goal is. So if you want to just try doing boudoir, I would highly recommend just posting. You could use like my model call technique or just posting saying like, hey, I'm looking for someone to model for me for a boudoir shoot. Like I would recommend just trying it out first before you waste your time building a website, before you do any of that stuff. Or ask one of your brides or one of your clients, you know what I mean? But then if you think, oh, wow, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go eventually, then I would say get a separate website because then you could eventually just go to that website. If it's something that you want to do as an add-on, then I would just have one page for it because like I said, I think it's easier if you want to combine weddings and boudoir to like focus on booking the weddings and then sell your clients on the boudoir as a gift to the groom on the wedding day.
Got it. Cool. I was going to ask you, you know, how do you get these clients? Because, you know, you're busy, you're shooting boudoir, you've made a business doing just boudoir photography. I was going to ask you how you attract the clients to shoot enough to make a living doing it. And you've mentioned a few times, you know, your model call technique. Is that a big part of it?
Yeah, it's really a huge part of it. So for me, you know, I've been shooting for 10 years now and I can only take on a select number of clients. I'm balancing, you know, educating with my studio. So for me, you know, 10 years in, I don't have to do as much marketing anymore, but I'll tell you exactly where my marketing strategies fit in. So that way, when you're listening to this, if you fit in a certain category, you'll know exactly what to do. So if you're just starting out or you don't have any clients, like let's say you're like, man, I really need clients now. Okay. That is where I would do the model call strategy because what it does is it gets clients into your door. And I don't want to say studio because you don't have to have a studio to make this work. It gets clients into the door. you're essentially doing a complimentary shoot for them with a $100 credit, and then you're going to show them the pictures, they're going to fall in love with them, and then they're going to place an order with you. I have a whole thing on this, but that's just one part of it. Now, let's say you're trying to get more consistent bookings, okay? Like you've been around a little bit and you want more consistent bookings. That's when I would really attend more like events, like trade shows, expos, ladies' nights out, things like that. And if you're not good at sales, you need to either get good at sales or hire someone to man your booth for you. Because if you're not good at sales and you'll just sit behind your booth, you're not going to book anyone. You have to actually like interact with them. So that's kind of the key. And then the other thing that I've been doing a lot of lately with my clients recently is a lot of Facebook Live strategies and Facebook groups. So Facebook groups are a great way to get all of your potential customers in one spot, grow it really rapidly with things like giveaways and other techniques. And then what you can do is really, especially with boudoir, people need to know, like, and trust you before they'll book with you. They don't want to just book with, you know, creepy Susie down the street who has a studio in her basement, which is hilarious because my studio is in my basement. So yeah, really like doing the Facebook Lives. And then there's a technique to it. You know, like you want to share your story, you want to have a good call to action, because I see a lot of people doing these like Facebook Lives and Instagram and all this different stuff, and they're never putting a deadline on it. They're never giving the people a reason to book now. So really focus on one social media avenue, Facebook, and really do that.
Okay. All right. I've got 1,000 questions running through my head just from that little that little section that you went on about there. So first of all, the model call, you said I've got a whole lot of things on that. What does that mean? You've got a course?
Yeah. So it's an ebook system. It's really affordable. You can check it out. It's bootyshorts.com/model call. And it's actually our most popular, I shouldn't say our most popular, but people start with that first. They'll go do the model call. And I mean, it works within 24 hours, like as soon as you put it up. So my model call system, it gives you the scripts, everything. You literally just copy and paste it when you book clients. I know it sounds too good to be true, but like we have folders of testimonials. So just go try it out.
First of all, that model call, I guess that's going to be based around, say, running a Facebook ad. You're trying to attract people to come in for a free shoot. You're giving away that $100 credit, and then you're going to sell on the back end.
Yeah. And just to be clear, you don't have to run an actual Facebook ad. You just have to post it online. And I give you a lot of places where to post it.
Okay, great. Fantastic. All right. So I'll add a link to that in the show notes so anyone can go and check that out. I'm going to dive deeper into some other things that I've seen on your website and that you just mentioned as well, because the listener can go and learn about the other stuff from you. You said you don't need a studio. How else do you shoot boudoir if you don't have a studio?
Oh, no, I have a studio. I just said, or do you mean for anyone who doesn't have a studio?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't have a studio.
Sure. So, okay, this is one of my number one questions that I get, and I have a whole slew of things for you guys. So number one is hotels, right? Number two is Airbnb, which is fantastic. Number three is your client's house. Number four is your house. And going off of your house, you can convert your living room, dining room, bedroom, basement. I mean, I've had my customers, my students show me photos of them converting literally even their dining room. Like you can do it anywhere. You could do a blow up air mattress outside. You could rent a yoga studio, like anywhere that there is space, you can bring a blow up bed with some white sheets and you can rock a boudoir shoot.
Got it. Okay. With the hotel or the Airbnb, I love both those ideas. Do you pay for that? Do you cover those costs or do you pass that on to the client?
Oh, no, I definitely cover those costs. I mean, think about it. If you were a client booking a boudoir shoot and they're like, oh, I don't have a studio, I need you to pay for this hotel. And they're thinking, well, that's nice. I don't really give a crap that you don't have a studio. You know what I mean? Like, you're the business owner. So yes, I cover that. And you might think, well, that's money lost. And yeah, you know, that's the price to pay to grow your business. But eventually you'll be able to afford a studio, right?
Got it. Cool. All right. Now, you'd said earlier that, you know, once you're a bit more advanced, you know, and you're going to be going to things like trade shows. And I think you said women's nights out and different things like that, expos, you have to be good at sales. So to me, when someone says sales, I'm thinking about selling my photography. It sounds like you're talking about sales in a whole different aspect.
Yes. So yes, there are sales when you go to sell your portraits in like the viewing and ordering session, but selling your services, like getting people to book with you, that's sales. And I think a lot of photographers don't see that. They think, oh, I'll just tell people that I do shoots and they'll book me, but it's not that easy, right?
No.
So yeah, you really have to get good at sales, especially with boudoir. You have to, like with weddings, I feel like weddings are an easy sale because people need weddings. People do not need boudoir. So you have to sell them on it. Why should they do a shoot? Why should they do a shoot now? That's the most important one, because everyone will say, well, I need to lose 15 pounds. I need to have more money. I need to have this or that. And you have an excuse for every one of those things. You know, you don't need to lose 10 to 15 pounds. I'm going to make you look amazing. Come in for a complimentary shoot. Just buy the purchase you love. I'll show you how amazing you're going to look. I don't have any money. That's okay. I have a payment plan. You're only going to buy the photos you love. We'll make it affordable for you. Come on in. Like, you just have to have reasons and answers to their objections. So think about all the objections people could possibly have. Write those down on a piece of paper and bring those with you to your ladies' nights out and things like that.
Okay, I love that. So the most common thing I can imagine, and I think you even say on your website, is that women are worried about their weight. They want to go and lose some weight before their shoot. And you just overcome that by telling them that they're only going to be buying what they love.
Mm-hmm. I tell them, listen, I've been doing this for, you know, I've been a photographer for 10 years. I have loads of client testimonials, video testimonials, before and after pictures, but none of that matters. What matters is that you love your photos. So what I'm going to offer you is something really special. I'm going to offer you the chance to come into my studio, no strings attached, and you only buy the photos you love, because I know that you're going to love your pictures and you're going to look incredible.
That's a great reason, but do you add any urgency to that? Do you say, you know, this offer is only available this week or at this expo, or is there a deadline?
Definitely. Yeah. So any expo, anything I do, I tell them that they have to book with me during the expo in order to get the deal. And I have a special deal, like one that I'll never do again. So I teach this in my boudoir marketing camp, but I do what's called a purse special. That's kind of what my students dubbed it. But basically, they pay $99. They get a shoot, hair and makeup, $100 credit, and a designer handbag, all for $99, which normally is $300 to book just the session. So they're getting a huge discount. They have to book it during the actual expo, no exceptions. And we get a ton of people taking us up on that offer.
Wow. Okay. I listened to that and I think, well, first of all, who wouldn't take that offer?
Right.
And you must be losing money. Like, how are you making money if you're doing that?
Yeah, no, I just laugh when photographers say that. They're like, she's losing money. I'm like, LOL, that's funny. No, if you think you're going to lose money on that deal, it means you're not priced properly. So for me, I don't care about my session fee. My session fee actually doesn't matter. My prices are all in my collections. So let's say someone comes in and they pay $300 for their session fee. Awesome. Let's say someone comes in, they pay nothing for their session fee. Awesome. I know that the clients are going to love their pictures and they're going to pick a collection. And so my collections start at $1,500. So, you know, my average sale is about $4,000 right now. So those collections vary. And it doesn't even matter what my average sale is at. Like, you need to price yourself based on certain things. And I teach that in my sales camp as well. And basically what it comes down to is you have to have your collections priced properly so that this way of selling works. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, $4,000 average, that sounds amazing. I mean, I'm listening to it, I think, okay, wow, that's more than I'm getting at weddings. How do you do
exactly
that?
Like,
yeah.
Come on over, Andrew.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you get $4,000 from a boudoir session? I mean, what are they buying for that?
Yeah. So they'll end up getting an album. They also get the digitals of what they order. So let's say they get an album with 20 photos in it. They get those same 20 photos digitally. Okay, so they get the album, they get digitals, and then whatever wall art pieces that they choose. They can choose between a box or an album. It's about 50-50. And then wall art is super popular at my studio. And the reason it is because I sell it to be that way. My studio is littered in wall art. We have examples of where to put it. And wall art means framed prints and canvases. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, who would put boudoir on their wall? But I sell it that it can go in their master bathroom, their master bedroom, their walk-in closet. We can make, you know, a beautiful like cluster of canvas art. And it's all in the way that I sell it. And it's very, very popular. And that's what gets my clients. You know, I've had $6,000-$7,000 sales from just one photo shoot before.
Wow, that is awesome. When does your client first have an inkling that they might be spending, you know, multiple thousands of dollars?
Yeah, good question. So let's take the worst case scenario, which is the purse deal where they're getting everything free, basically. Okay. So when they walk over, and I mean worst case scenario, meaning photographers are probably like, how the heck do you get them to book that knowing your prices? So let's say they come over to the table. I tell them about the special. And then I say, hey, listen, our packages start at, you know, whatever it is. So let's just say like $997, because that's pretty popular, I think, for packages to start at. So, you know, hey, here's the purse deal, yada, yada, yada. And then if they're interested in booking, I put a card in there with all the collection details, all the pricing. And before they book and pay me the $99 for the purse, you know, I go over all the details, how the day works, the whole experience, why it's so amazing, and that our packages start at XYZ, and a $100 credit that they get in with the purse that gets applied towards their order. So the fact that they have a credit that gets applied towards their order, they know that they're going to be buying something. Now, people ask me, well, what if they don't buy? Yeah, there's a chance that people don't buy with anything in life. Let's say someone test drives a car and they don't buy it. Let's say someone books an appointment to get their hair colored and they don't show up. Like, that happens in life, but it's very rare. And when people see their photos, they fall in love with them and they'll find a way to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So good. So really, the first time your clients see their prices is when they come to that reveal or that sales session to see their photos.
No, the first time they see the prices is when they book.
Oh, okay. So they take the purse deal, for example, and then they'll see your prices.
So when they get the purse deal, they're with me at the expo and I go over, I tell them what our packages start at, and they get the full list of collections in the purse as well. So they're knowing the price, they're knowing the starting price, and all the details are in there. I just don't want to overwhelm them with everything. I just like to tell them the starting price, because I know that if they can justify the starting price, then the rest doesn't really matter. So anyways, they learn it there. Then when they book, we send them a confirmation email. We have prices there. Then when they show up for the shoot, before we do anything, I show them all of our products and prices and ask them if they have questions. So they see the prices three times before the shoot even starts.
Got it. Okay. So if they are totally scared off by the pricing, you know that well in advance, and they're probably not going to book, and then you can move on and focus on another client.
Totally.
Got it. Now, you said we a couple of times there. Is there more than you working in the business?
Yes. So I've done many different things throughout the years, but I've done just myself. I've had it where I had a commercial studio with employees. Right now, though, my husband works in my business and we have VAs as well.
Okay. So when you say VAs, overseas workers?
No, they're in the US, but like, I don't do my customer service emails. So I think that's probably why I say we. Oh, and my makeup and hair artist.
Yeah, sure. So you're outsourcing some of the email type stuff, or are you outsourcing a whole lot of things in your business?
I outsource all the customer service. So phone calls, emails. We actually have a Google number. When someone calls, it emails us word for word what they voicemailed, because I'm not a voicemail person. So we'll email them back. But if you have time for phone calls, by all means do it. That's just the point that I'm at in my business. I used to do phone calls. And then I outsource all my editing, album building. Also, like, when someone buys an album, they process it through White House Custom Color, stuff like that. So basically, I'm just doing the shooting and the sales.
Got it. And the marketing.
Yes. And actually, some of the marketing I have outsourced as well.
Oh, really? Wow. The thing that really caught my attention there is that you're outsourcing your customer service. Are they calls and emails?
Yeah, so what we do is we mostly get emails. Calls are so rare that I actually just have my voicemail set to say text or email us. And then if they do leave a voicemail for some odd reason, like I said, we use Google Voice. So when someone leaves a voicemail, Google actually translates it into words and emails it to us. So yeah, and then what was your other question?
Yeah, no, I'm curious about hiring a VA to do your customer service. So is this someone that you've trained face-to-face, or you just gave them scripts? Like, I don't know any other photographer that's outsourcing that part of their business.
Yeah, I've actually haven't done, and it's not just because, like, obviously I'm a photographer and an educator, but even before I did the education, I didn't do any of my customer service. So the different waves of my business, I hired someone full-time who did all my marketing and customer service when I had my commercial studio. And I actually really prefer working from home. I love having my studio in my house. So that's something that I changed over the years. And now my customer service girl, she also does my editing, album design, and ordering. And her name is Beth Teichman, and she owns Starboard Editing. I don't believe she does customer service for anyone else, but she does do editing and album design. So you can hire her for that. And as far as hiring a customer service person, I definitely think you could train anyone to do it. You pretty much get the exact same questions over and over, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. So that really frees up a lot of your time.
Totally. I'm all about, like, people are like, how do you run three businesses? I'm like, outsourcing.
Okay. You just said three businesses. I know Booty Shorts, and I know you've got your Molly Marie Photography. What's the third business?
Yeah, so ventureshorts.com. I teach people how to turn their knowledge into online courses.
Wow, awesome. And do you have photographers doing those courses as well?
I do not. No, it's mostly just random, like online entrepreneurs that want to do online business.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Wow, you are stretched. You are doing heaps. Let me ask you about your website. So Molly Marie Photography, I can see when I visit the site, it looks like the number one thing you want me to do is click on this snag your free dream shoot planner. And it's everywhere on your site. And I click on that and I go to basically a sign up page. There's no other menus. There's no other navigation on that page. You just want me to sign up. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so really my goal on my website, and you can visit it, mollymariephoto.com. Really, my goal with my website is to get people either to contact me or to download my Dream Shoot Planner. And I don't know about you, but for me, I wasn't getting a lot of people filling out my contact form. I feel like people are almost allergic to filling out a contact form because I think they feel like it's like a huge commitment to fill out a contact form. So what I did instead was I have this Dream Shoot Planner, and basically what I say is, hey, listen, get this free PDF and you'll be able to like plan your entire dream shoot out. And what it is it's a magazine with all the details. It walks them through, you know, thinking about a session to essentially booking a shoot. It has like testimonials, what to wear, how to plan, all that kind of stuff. And it works really well for converting people who are thinking about booking to booked customers.
Okay, so the content inside that Dream Shoot Planner would be or could be things that other photographers listening might be using as blog posts. You put it all together into one PDF.
Yeah, it's one PDF. So it'll say, you know, hey, you're thinking about a shoot. Here's about me. Here's about my studio. Lots of pictures. Here's what to expect, what to wear, you know, how it all works. Like, I make it really not scary for them because I think a lot of people think boudoir is scary and they think they can't do it. And so I have to break it down in a way that, you know, to show them it's really fun. And most of my clients say it's like hanging out with their girlfriend for a day and stuff like that. So I put that all into the magazine. Basically, it's like if they met with me, what I would tell them in person, but in a magazine.
Got it. Okay. Is the end goal of them signing up for this PDF to actually go ahead and then make a booking with you? Or is it so that you can then, you know, put them into an email sequence and start following up and warm them up towards a shoot?
Yeah, so once they download the Dream Shoot Planner, they get put into an email sequence. I teach all that in my boudoir marketing camp, and the whole sequence, it'll say something along the lines of, hey, you know, I saw you downloaded, or the first email is like, hey, here's your Dream Shoot Planner. And then it talks about the shoot, it gives testimonials, and it tells them where to book online. The second one, it gives them more of a call to action, more of a deadline. The third one has like a video behind the scenes, things like that. There's five emails total. And then about a week after the last one, if they still haven't booked, we give them a really, really, really special offer. This is the last time you're ever going to get an offer from us, kind of a thing. And the sequence works really, really well to book clients, and they book automatically. So that's the other thing. It's not just outsourcing, but these are auto booking. So people are going to my website, downloading my Dream Shoot Planner, getting into my sequence and booking their shoot online all automatically.
I love it. Okay. So let's say I download the PDF and I'm sold on it. I love it. I'm going to go ahead and book a shoot. Then once I book, does that then automatically stop me getting the other emails? I'm not going to get that special offer down the line?
Yes. So I use a software called Entreport. It is very pricey. It's like $300 a month, I think. But you can do this with like MailChimp, things like that, which is free up to a certain, I mean, there's limitations. So I can't give you specifics on how to do this exact same thing for MailChimp because I'm not a MailChimp user. But basically when someone pays, Entreport has order forms. So when someone fills out and pays to book their shoot, you know, the software talks to itself saying, hey, we know they booked this thing. They no longer need to be in this email sequence.
Okay. So a photographer listening that wants to, you know, utilize this strategy, they could, you know, once they get a booking, they would just go into MailChimp and then take them off that sequence.
Yeah, they could totally do it manually for sure.
God, okay. You talk to and teach a lot of photographers. Is email marketing, do you feel a lot of photographers are utilizing it correctly or well?
I think it's something that photographers should be doing more of, but I think that the tech aspect of it doesn't really go along with the fact that most photographers are like 90% creative brains. So I think the best thing for photographers to do is to start out with other marketing techniques like model call, trade shows, Facebook Lives, things like that. And then once like you're getting to a point where you need to, like for me, you know, I had to streamline this process because I'm getting hundreds of emails a day. Like I can't keep up with all of these emails that I'm getting. So I had to streamline the process. So like once you're to that point, then you should be able to afford to just hire a VA to do it for you. You can certainly try to figure it out on your own. You know, and I have all the tools for you. I have the scripts and things like that. I just see that it's a big thing that holds people back. And I don't think you should start with the hardest thing. I think you should start with the easiest to get bookings and money in now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So focus on the easy wins, things like Facebook that you mentioned, and then do the more technical stuff later.
Totally.
The last thing I really want to touch on, and you've talked about it a few times, is Facebook Live. First of all, do you need to have a big audience to utilize Facebook Live?
No, I mean, you can use your personal page. So I actually host every 6 months. I do a 6 month long mastermind, and these clients, like, it's not cheap. Like, they're paying a lot of money to do this mastermind with me. And the number one thing that I have seen working for them really, really well lately is to start a Facebook group and to do giveaways and say things like, hey, I'm going to give away this designer handbag to whoever adds the most people to the group. You have 48 hours. And these women go nuts. They just add thousands and thousands and thousands of people, like, for a handbag. Like, they go crazy over it. And then once you're growing your group, you know, while you're growing your group at the same time, I personally think that photographers should be doing daily Facebook Lives, daily. It only takes however long your Facebook Live is. Just do it. Like, it works so well. So what you should do, and you need to use titles that are really engaging. So one that worked really well for myself and my students is the real reason behind why I love shooting women in their underwear. Like, super bizarre titles that people have to click on to be like, what? Yeah, why do you shoot women in their underwear? Like, that's a weird job. So yeah, doing stuff like that, or like behind the scenes of my studio, you wouldn't believe what's actually in here, or like stuff like that. Like, you need to have really, really engaging titles for your Facebook Lives. And then once they're listening to the Facebook Live, the whole point is to get them to fall in love with you, with your mission behind your business, and of course, get them to book a shoot. And you want to have some kind of really special one-time offer with a deadline and a link for them to get in touch or book their session.
So if you're doing one of these daily, or, you know, even every second day, are you coming up with a different offer, a different special every time you do a Facebook Live? Or is it the same one repeated that's only open for, you know, a half an hour or so after the Facebook Live session?
Yeah. So I would say that you could do them in sprints of 3 days. You know, so here's an example. You could say, so today's Monday, apparently. Don't you love how us as entrepreneurs, we're like, I have no idea what day it is. Okay, so today's Monday. So let's say I do a Facebook Live and I say, hey, you know, the first 5 people to book their shoot before midnight Central Standard Time tonight, you're going to get a $99 session fee, or it's only $99 to book. You'll get the session, the hair, the makeup, $100 credit. And normally this is $300. You know, you have to book before midnight, yada, yada, yada. Then tomorrow, I could say, wow, holy cow, the first 5 spots filled up so quickly, I decided to add 5 more. Like, you know, okay, I have 5 more spots. Or you could say, you know, you have 3 spots. And then the next day you could say, okay, I have 3 more. And then that way, if you didn't fill those spots, you could say, okay, we extended it for 24 more hours. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
you can always just extend it. And then, so I would say 3 days is a really good time frame to give like a really big rush of them having to take action. So I would say do like 2 of those a week and answer their objections too. So think of all the reasons why they might not book and answer those on your Facebook Live.
Okay. And so just talk to me through the Facebook Live. Are you walking around with an iPhone and recording yourself, or is it more professional than that? Are you just chatting and sharing, you know, your day? I know you talked about your studio and why you shoot women in underwear, but for doing something daily, there's got to be, I don't know, more boring stuff happening as well.
Yeah, so I just use my iPhone with iPhone headphones. I use the microphone in them. But even if you don't have that, just an iPhone is fine. It's funny. I think since we're in the photo industry, we think everything needs to be top-notch professional. But our clients actually are more likely to relate to us and book with us if we show ourselves in a non-masked way. So the more relatable and normal we can be, like, seeing a professional video, that still makes me seem like I'm on a pedestal and I'm not relatable and I'm not as likable as if I was just like laying in my bed on my iPhone talking about why people need to book a boudoir shoot. Like, that's funny. Like, hey, I'm laying in my bed too on my iPhone, and this is just a normal girl in my city that is helping women see how beautiful they are. You know what I mean? So it's way more relatable. So you definitely don't have to have anything fancy. Just take your phone, think about a topic. Really, it should go what the topic is, So tell them what the topic is. Like, hey, guys, on this Facebook Live, we're going to be talking about why I decided to shoot women in their underwear for a career. But before I jump into it, you know, make sure you stick around till the very, very end because I have a super special deal for you guys. Okay, and then go into whatever you want to talk about and then give them the deal with the call to action.
Got it. Okay. You said reveal your normal personality, show the real you. You know, I made sure to let you know that this is an audio-only interview because I know that a lot of women, they want to have their hair and makeup done if they're going to be on a camera as well. So when you're doing a Facebook Live, you know, do you make sure your hair and makeup is all done? You're wearing something pretty? Or is it really, you know, you've just walked out after breakfast, your hair's not done, you haven't got a lot of makeup on, you can go and do a Facebook Live session?
Yeah, I would definitely say whatever you look like at the moment, just do that. So if you normally get up and curl your hair and do your makeup, that's fine. If you don't, though, if you're more like me and you just throw your hair up on a messy bun with jeans and a t-shirt, then just do that. Like, just be yourself. Whether that's made up or not made up, that's totally fine. But it's just really important that you're yourself, because the more that you're trying to be like perfect and done up, it really just makes you like unrelatable. So you just really want to be yourself.
Okay, cool. And do you do any Facebook Live sessions while you're actually shooting?
That's an interesting thought. So I've done that, yes. So here's an example. Not while I'm shooting. Like, I don't have anyone else in the studio while I'm shooting, so I don't do that. But I have done it before where, like, when the client's changing, I'll say, hey, if it's okay with you, I'd like to do a Facebook Live of the not of them changing, obviously. Hang on, I'm getting there. of like, because they usually have all their outfits like spread all out in the sitting area. It's kind of hard to visualize that right now. So I'll say, hey, you know, while you're in there, like, don't mind me. Like, I'm just going to do a Facebook Live out here of like all the outfits and stuff like that, if that's okay with you. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. So I'll just say, you know, on my Facebook Live, like, hey guys, we're in a shoot. Like, the model's getting ready, you know, and I just wanted to show you guys, like, this is what the studio looks like. These are the outfits for today. Super excited, you know, follow along kind of a thing.
Nice. I love how you refer to your client as a model too. She's going to love hearing that as well.
Totally.
Yeah. Molly, this has been awesome. You mentioned, you know, that you teach this stuff, and I think you mentioned a couple of different programs. Can you just explain what you have and where the listeners should go if they want to learn more?
Totally. So they can go to bootyshorts.com, and I have tons of free trainings and freebies there for you guys. So I have trainings on how to book more, how to make more money, how to get a posing guide delivered to your door for free. So tons of fun stuff.
Awesome. So that's all at bootyshorts.com. I'll add links to that in the show notes as well. I know there's a Facebook page that goes with it, and we talked about your website, Molly Marie Photography. I'll add links to all those things so the listener can go and check all those out. You know, Molly, I've got to say before I let you go, I've had a ball chatting to you. I love the fact that you are so happy to answer any question thrown at you and you're not sort of hiding everything. You've been amazing. So I just want to say a massive thanks.
Oh, thank you. It's been super fun. I could talk about business and sales all day.
Thanks, Molly. Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Molly Marie. I hope you were as blown away as I was by some of the things that she had to share. She was an absolute open book and shared so much today. So Molly, if you're listening, first of all, a massive thanks to you for coming on, for sharing what you did, for being the open book that you were. I was blown away by what you shared, and I'm absolutely rapt that you were happy to be as open as you were. For you, the listener, if you have a follow-up question for Molly, you can hit her up in the comments area in the show notes, and you'll find them at photobizx.com/240. Now, in those show notes, the comments area is at the very bottom. So if there's something that I didn't ask, something that you wish that I asked, then hit Molly up there. I know that she'd be happy to come back and answer your questions. If you are a premium member, I'll be adding Molly into the premium members Facebook group, so you'll have access to her there. Now, also in the show notes for today's episode, I've got links to anything and everything that Molly shared, including her website, Molly Marie Photography. One of the first things I would be doing is jumping over there and checking out her dream shoot planner, because so many times I hear the question from photographers, you know, what should I include in my lead magnet? What should I include or offer to capture people's email addresses, you know, prospective clients, so that I can market to them in the future? And Molly just does this beautifully. We talked a lot about it in the interview. It's worth going to check out. Straight after that, I'd be heading over to Booty Shorts, and you'll find a link in the show notes to the Break Into Boudoir mini course /PDF. If you're looking at getting into boudoir photography or want to develop that side of your business, if you're already shooting some boudoir. And like Molly mentioned, she's got a bunch of other resources and freebies and courses and things there over at bootyshorts.com. if you get the feeling that I was impressed by what Molly had to share, then you are absolutely spot on. I was. I love the way she's doing her marketing. I love the way that she's teaching the marketing that she's doing and how she's developed her photography business. I've had a conversation with Molly since that interview, and I've asked her about some extra training, and she's agreed to put together a webinar specifically for PhotoBizX listeners, for you. So I'm going to have more details about that as they come to hand. I'll shoot you an email as soon as I have the details, and I'll mention it on the podcast episode as well. But I think from what we talked about offline, you are going to absolutely love the extra content that she's putting together for this webinar. I've asked for it to be, you know, marketing specific, going into more detail about some of the things that she teaches, some of the things we talked about in today's episode. And she sounds really excited about it. And I'm wrapped. I'm so glad I went out of my comfort zone and asked her to put that together. I'm hoping we'll be able to do that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'll keep you up to date and look out for that webinar from Molly Marie coming up soon for PhotoBizX listeners only.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, PhotoBizX.com.
Because we're doing things a little bit back to front in today's episode, I wanted to quickly mention in last week's episode, I interviewed Mark Doering, the Adelaide-based wedding photographer who mainly shoots film, all different styles of film, develops his own stuff. He was a great guy to interview. He's super talented. He's developed or built this business around the way he likes to shoot. He's super busy. He's almost the opposite to Molly and what she's teaching. You know, he's not relying on his website to convert clients. He's relying more on relationships with vendors and people within the industry, which I know Molly does to some extent, but Mark has taken that to a whole other level. And his focus is making these connections and shooting in a style that he loves to shoot in. So this reminder is for premium members. You would have heard in that interview that Mark is offering a 12-month mentorship for one lucky premium member. You've got one more week to enter that, I guess, competition. I've got details in the show notes, but basically all you need to do to be considered for that 12-month mentorship is to send me an email saying why it should be you that has the opportunity. Included in the mentorship, which is just amazing, Mark is going to basically coach you for 12 months. You'll have unrestricted access to him. He's going to take you out on a full wedding. He's also going to take you to a model/portfolio session. He's going to supply you with film. Well, I think that Atkins Pro Lab might be supplying the film, but Mark's going to source that for you. He's going to organize developing and printing. He's going to get you into the back rooms of Atkins Pro Lab so you can see how all the film stuff works, how all that happens. And they're going to talk to you and mentor you about the business side of things if you're looking to shoot film in your business. So you need to be able to get to Adelaide at least twice in 2018 or the next 12 months anyway. And then you'll be able to access Mark through Skype or phone or however you guys arrange, whoever the winner happens to be. But this is an incredible opportunity. I've got a bunch of entries in already. You still have a great chance of winning this. If this is something that you could see would help you grow in your business and your photography. So the entries for this close next Monday. That's Monday, the 23rd of October, 2017. Get your emails into me if you'd like to be mentored by Mark. And my email address is andrew@photobizx.com. Honestly, get back and have a listen to that episode if you haven't heard it. It could be a life changer for you. It really could be.
It's shout out time.
I've got two big shout outs for today's episode. And the first one goes to Claire Beatty from the UK. Claire left a 5-star rating and a lovely review inside iTunes. And Claire, I just want to say a massive thanks. I love that you're loving the podcast. Claire says that she's constantly scribbling notes down as she's listening to the podcast, and being a marketing nerd herself, she says it's just like gold. It's so awesome to hear, Claire. And again, a massive thanks for leaving your rating and review. It does help me and the podcast get found inside the iTunes store. And more than that, I just love that you're getting so much from the podcast. So again, thank you. And it's great to have you listening. The second shout out goes to Australian photographer Kim Story. Kim has been a premium member for a little while, but since starting her project, What Does a Farmer Look Like?, which involves a lot of driving, she says, between farms all over Australia, she's become absolutely addicted to the podcast And every time she's in the car, the podcast is on. That is so good. It's great to be able to keep you company on those long drives, Kim. I love that you're getting so much from the podcast. I know that you went on to say that there's nowhere else that you can get access to such a variety of people who are willing to share the successes and failures, their pricing and marketing ideas, and so much more. And I promise to keep putting out these episodes to save you from having those withdrawals once you catch up through the back catalogue. So thanks again, Kim. It's just fantastic to know you're out there and listening. And I know you're an active member inside the members Facebook group. It's great to have you a part of that as well. And lastly, I want to give a big shout out to Stacey Tompkins. She wrote me a lovely email about some of the things that she's implementing. Actually, it's not even some. There's a ton of things she's been implementing since listening to the podcast. And it just sounds like your business, Stacey, is going from strength to strength. I love the sales that you're getting. I love the things you've implemented. You know, one of the biggest, I was going to say worries or fears. Like, it's not really that. It's one of the things I worry about with you, the listener, not just you, Stacey, but all the listeners is, you know, I put out these interviews every single week. And my worry is that so much of it gets listened to, but not implemented. So to receive an email like yours and see and hear and read about what you're actually implementing and then hearing about the success that you're having because of that, it makes me so happy. It makes me proud. It makes me feel good. And I just love reading emails like yours, Stacey. So again, a massive thanks for letting me know, for keeping me in the loop. And from me and the other listeners, we're wishing you every success with your future. And I know that if you wanted to, you can make this a full-time gig, that's for sure. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Don't forget, if you're a premium member, to refresh your feed later in the week because you'll have an extra episode coming down to your podcast app. You can also access it inside the members area over at photobizx.com. Make sure you check out the show notes for today's episode. Again, they are photobizx.com/240. You definitely want to check out Molly Marie's website. You want to check out the Booty Shorts website. Grab that free download from Molly. And don't forget, we have that webinar coming up in a few weeks' time. I promise to fill you in as soon as I have more details. All right, have an awesome week, and I will chat to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.